I grew up in a world where everything evolved around politically. Everything evolved around Israel, and the power was amazing.
Good morning, AIPAC. Good morning.
I will be meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu later today, and President Obama will meet with him tomorrow.
He once called me the first Jewish president. Stand up for Israel and look out for the rights of the Jewish people.
I could be elected Prime Minister today. If I ever decided to give this up and go over to Israel, I would be elected very quickly. They have polls at 99%.
When Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism.
I did not need to be a Jew to be a Zionist, for I am.
We're going to take back our country, and we're going to make Israel great again.
And we're going to make Israel great again.
We need to support Israel. No ands, ifs, or buts.
So we have to save Israel. Look, you're here for a reason. We have to save Israel. This is no longer games.
That film's going to be an absolute game changer. Occupied. Coming next month exclusively to the Stu Peters Network. If you want early access to that, head on over to StuPeters.com. At the top, there is a Stu Crew tab. That makes you the most important part of this army, a supporter, because as we approach election season, as we start uncovering truths about weather weapons and rigged elections and an occupation in our federal government, as we start talking about policies, as we start exposing things like bioweapon attacks, of course, there is a strong attempt to shut this network down completely. They don't want these uncomfortable or unpopular truths being talked about on a platform of this size. And so then you have people like the USA Today and the New York Times and the Rolling Stone, front page Rolling Stone, Stu Peters, America's conspiracy kingpin. New York Times, front page, Stu Peters, virulent anti-Semite. You see, the purpose of all of that, of course, is to dissuade people from spending money advertising on this platform. Well, we can't advertise with him. No, because he's a virulent anti-Semite. Go look at his Wikipedia page. We can't attach ourselves to a brand like that. And so the goal is, of course, to defund a network like this, to prevent films like Occupied from reaching the masses. And so that's why we're not ashamed to ask you for your support. $9 per month gets you early access to all of our films. It gets you a behind-the-scenes segment. It gets you my thoughts off the record because we don't have a whole lot of time, an hour a day on the program, because we have restrictions due to DirecTV and Dish Network. All glory to God for us being able to be on those platforms, reaching an audience of 5.3 million a day. But we need your support to stay on the air and to be able to continue funding films like that. And so for just $9 a month, you can be the most important part of the Stu Crew, the most important part of this army that is rising up in the face of Satan and storming the gates of hell. So we thank you for your support. StuPeters.com or below the video on Rumble, if that's where you're watching us, you can click on the red Stu Crew tab, and that'll take you to the support page. Be part of the Stu Crew. You know, there's a lot of people in politics, a lot of people running PACs or running for Congress who say that they want to secure our elections. They say that they want to go in and open everything up and identify the fraud and identify the criminality and then do something about it. But, you know, of course, they never do. Because they're cowards. Because they're in on it. Because they know that if they actually solved the problems, they wouldn't be needed anymore. They would have to go and find something else to do. They would have to stop living off of the people. So as Americans have started pushing back and demanding that we actually do get the free and fair elections that we're all taught about growing up, it's taken true American patriots, really God-fearing Christians, who aren't trying to get elected to Congress or make themselves popular on the Fox News channel to rise to the occasion and spearhead this effort. And God's Five Stones, a group launched by Dr. Jerome Corsi and Dr. Carla Dean Graves, is doing exactly that. Dr. Corsi, Dr. Graves, and all of their team over there are some of the God-fearing, patriotic Christians that I was just speaking about. God's Five Stones' mission is to educate Christians on threats to our freedom, threats to our constitutional republic, threats to our individual liberty, threats to humanity, threats to Christianity, and then to activate these people against these threats. And of course, this includes threats by our electoral system, which, as we all know, is among the most corrupt, most disgusting in the entire world. So God's Five Stones is going from state to state, and they're investigating their elections. And they're finding that whether it's a red state or a blue state, if you still believe in the red-blue left-right paradigm, the entire country is besieged by non-existent voters, by fake people who are just added to the rolls and then used to swing elections. Just last month, God's Five Stones announced the findings of an investigation that they concluded in Ohio, which has historically, of course, been one of the most important states in the Electoral College map. And upon their initial review of Ohio's voter rolls, God's Five Stones and their team found, quote, sophisticated cryptographic algorithms embedded with voter registration systems. These algorithms reportedly introduce fraudulent voter records into the rolls, blending with legitimate entries and allowing for extensive electoral manipulation, end quote. And as far as numbers go, the investigators say that they found, quote, over 15,000 clones, i.e. double registrations for a single voter. Nearly 69,000 voters registered with fictitious registration dates, as well as over 70,000 voters with missing voter registration dates. End quote. You know, that is more than enough to swing an election. It's more than enough to swing the entire country. Just think back to 2020. That election was decided by roughly 40,000 completely fake, fraudulent, and illegal votes across just a handful of states. So this strategy alone, being used in battleground states like Ohio and elsewhere, is enough to rig the entire country. But so-called battleground states aren't the only places where our elections are completely corrupt. It's quite literally happening everywhere. Even in these so-called deep red states where we're told that they care so much about election integrity, because when investigators with God's Five Stones went to Oklahoma, they say that they found serious problems with that state's voter rolls even faster than they did in Ohio and even faster than they did in the completely corrupt cesspits of New York and New Jersey. There is not a corner of America, not any place in this country, where you could convince any reasonable person that elections are free and fair. And now going into November and into an election where early voting has already started, we're now poised to see the most chaotic, most rigged election, not just in American history, but in world history. Because we are dealing with a multifaceted attack on our elections. It's constant. It's coming from all angles. For months, the federal government has been suing states to force them to keep illegal COVID scamdemic voting rules in place. They're suing them to let illegal aliens vote in our elections. And of course, they're out in force protecting their legion of fake voters. The federal government is suing multiple states to stop them from kicking fake voters off of the rolls because they know that they're going to use those fake voters to rig the election. It's why they registered them in the first place. For more on this scheme and the efforts to stop it, we're now joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. I mean, those are really, I mean, almost unfathomable numbers to think about And I mean, there's no way to argue that that is enough to swing the entire country.
Your introduction was excellent, Stu. Thank you. And you're right. And what we're finding is, and Dr. Andrew Paquette, PhD, computer scientist, a brilliant scientist in terms of understanding how these algorithms work. And it takes a special ability to recognize patterns. It's almost a miracle he found these algorithms. They're like intelligence agency level complexity codes. He first cracked the system in New York, where he found that what they did was rearrange the voter IDs so that it's kind of like a card marking scheme where you shuffle a deck of cards and now you can put in your fake cards without them looking fake. And so the fabrication of records that is in here is enormous. And so the scheme first allows you to create a non-existing voter who gets a state voter ID because it looks like a good vote roll, and it appears in order where it could be a legitimate roll, and they're not taking the time or the investigation to find out. Now, if you've got a fake voter, non-existent, with a real state ID, and then next part is you hide it back in the deck, so only you know where that marked card is, like a card marking scheme. Okay, and when it comes time in the election, and these are implanted in the State Board of Election computer system, so it's an inside job. It doesn't mean necessarily that the Secretary of State or the State Board of Elections is complicit in it. They may not even know that the algorithms are there. In Ohio, they had no idea the algorithms were there. But what you do is you get an intelligence agency to penetrate into the state, get a hold of the computer, and now they can embed their cryptographic scheme. They can plant their voters that are fake but with real state IDs. And when it comes to it, they can say, Kamala's not doing so well. We're going to start voting these fake IDs. We're going to call them out of the deck. What we're going to do is we're going to get a mail-in ballot assigned to that voter, and I'm going to run it through the machine. We're going to print it up and run it through the machine. And since the voter has a real state ID and the mail-in ballot has that same ID number, that's a certifiable vote, even though the person doesn't exist. And if you have, in New York State, there's like 300,000 of these records available. There's probably 2 million records in the New York State database that are clones or otherwise defective. And these are not the voters who died or the voters who have moved, which is typically what they say in state boards of election when they clean the database. These are invented, made up by the criminals running the scheme of the algorithms. And we're finding them in every state we look at. We're finding them in New York and New Jersey, Ohio, Wisconsin. We're going to be reporting that they are in Pennsylvania. That's up on our website now. Find irregularities in the Oklahoma database. And we're going to add, before the election, Texas and Arizona. And so it's all over the country. And these are, I think, also international, because we see the same patterns. The European Commission election just held. On the first ballot, the conservatives did very well. Second ballot, they say the left woke up and surged and won. I called up over to Italy and France and said, are there people at the polls? And Dr. Corsi, there's no surging going on in the voting. The surging's happening in the computers. And so you see, they stop the election. And the
you know, you said something really important before you keep going.
Sure.
You said that the criminals that are carrying out this scheme.
Right.
I want to know who they are.
Well, I think they really have to be intelligence agents. These schemes are.
So there's something going on with your audio, Dr. Corsi. Did you say that the intelligence communities, are you talking about the CIA? Are you talking about the Mossad? Are you talking about foreign influence, Israeli influence, China influence? Who's doing this?
I think it's really the CIA behind it. And I think the CIA has been rigging. We know it's been rigging foreign elections for decades. I think the CIA just decided they're going to start rigging our elections. I believe that the Five Eyes, the intelligence agencies of Great Britain, our allies, Australia, New Zealand, which tend to work with us, are also now using the same techniques and applying these techniques in Europe. I think we saw it in Venezuela. We're trying to get people alerted to the telltale signs. The telltale signs are, you know, the suddenly a voter who they picked to win starts surging. And then even if they stop the voting in the morning, that voter that they want to win goes above the other person who is leading. So Biden, they stop the voting. Biden is losing badly in 2020. We start in the morning again. All these mail-in ballots show up for Biden. The run through the machine, Biden suddenly is above Trump, and that percentage above Trump continues until the end. That's a clear sign that algorithms are likely being used. And what we're trying to do is educate people. You can go on our website. The papers, there are many of these papers that Andrew Paquette has written that are mathematically challenging, but that we also explain them in simple terms. There's a lot of data on God's five stones. And in fact, a lot of videos we've done to explain this. We're trying to make it difficult for these algorithms to be used. And once it's like a magician's trick, you know, once you know how the trick is done, the misdirection, so you can see how the magician pulls the rabbit out of his coat. And now it's no longer a trick. Now you've seen the signs and you know what's going on. And if we get this done so people can challenge an election, the mistake we made in 2020 was waiting until the election was certified. We want here now to get the supervisors and the people who are poll watching to blow the whistle when they see things going on with the mail-in voting that is irregular, and say we demand investigations immediately. So therefore, and we're actually getting some district court cases that say the supervisors have this authority. Because again, if I were running this scheme, if I were the criminal, I have a PhD from Harvard in political science. I've been doing voter data for decades. I could say, do you want Kamala Harris to lead all through the voting? You want her to come on in the afternoon? You want her to still be close at night? And then we stop the voting in the morning. She wins. You want her to win by 1%, 5%, 10%? Tell me, because I've got 300,000 fake voters here. I can vote and there'll be certified votes when I do it. So just tell me how many I need and when I'm supposed to use them. And I can sit there as the wizard behind the screen, you know, running the state computer system without even the state necessarily knowing it, and just taking my, you know, fake voters that I've hid in the deck, the state doesn't even know where they are, and getting mail-in ballots for that person for the first time when I want them to be used, and then run them through the system and get certified votes in the quantity I decide. It's really a very alarming scheme, Stu.
Well, what is the way to beat that? I mean, you combine all of these illegal aliens, these invaders that have intentionally been brought in, along with voters that are just completely fabricated out of whole cloth, along with the internet-connected machines, along with crooked politicians, along with intelligence operations, along with foreign influence. I mean, how do you get out of a system that is so heavily, obviously rigged?
Well, the first thing, we start with the truth, and we're giving you the truth. We're showing you the algorithms. Now you know they're there. Second is an overwhelming vote for Trump, you know, too big to rig, is going to make it hard to steal the number of ballots that are necessary to steal without it being obvious. And so therefore, the second technique is to teach everybody how these schemes operate and what they look like. So as it's happening, you can see the magician trying to pull the trick off. The decision, American Encore v. Adrian Fontes, F-O-N-T-E-S, in the U.S. District Court in Arizona, said that the electors in 2022 in Cochise County didn't certify the election, the midterm election. They said they wanted to do a hand count of the ballots, and Adrian Fontes, the Secretary of State in Arizona, refused to allow them to do so. He certified the election without Cochise County, and the federal district court said that disenfranchised the voters unconstitutionally in Cochise County because they weren't counted, which means that under this ruling, any state supervisor who thinks that there has been fraud can stop the certification of the election. And so we're now teaching the supervisors of what their responsibilities are and making it clear that there are legal liabilities. You know, a candidate who loses a close election and there's an algorithm in the state, can sue or can always can go in and challenge that election on the mail-in ballots. Because if you're playing cards in a casino, you're playing 21 in a casino, and the casino has marked cards and they're using them, that casino can't prove you lost any hand to get your money back. If you lost an election close and the mail-in ballots played a role in a state with an algorithm, just the fact of the algorithm can mean that you didn't lose the election. It can't be proved you lost the election.
And then who enforces the overturning of the election?
Well, so you start with the supervisors who refuse to certify it. You find some honest supervisors who say, we're not going along with this. And we're also letting the certifiers, we're letting the people who run these elections know.
But then don't you end up like Tina Peters?
Well, again, Tina Peters did a few things that we're not recommending people do. First of all, it was challenging a certified election. And we're not, we want to challenge it before it's certified. Because part of the scheme is to get it certified as quickly as you can. And it's much harder to challenge a certified election. So we're also letting the election officials know that they may have civil and criminal liabilities if they let an election go forward with an algorithm and they haven't taken steps to get rid of it or control it. These people can't just be in on this scheme with no legal liability. And so therefore, we're training a group of attorneys, we're training a group of supervisors to be much more vigilant while the election's going on. We're already having a number of states where at the very early stages, we're calling out the machines, we're calling out mail-in ballots that don't appear to have a real voter. I think we've already found the algorithms being used in one or two states. And we're going to make moves on those right now to try to get this in front of the public before the election is over. You know, we don't want them to pull off the fraud or a fraud the way they appeared to do it in 2020 and then have to challenge it afterwards. So again, there's a lot less liability. I'm saying there's algorithms here. Here's the mathematics. Why are they here? Who put them here? They've been here since 2007 and some states since 2004. How many people are in the U.S. Congress, House and Senate, because the algorithm put them there, not because the people did? And I'm saying, I don't know. I'm not challenging that this election's fraudulent or that election's fraudulent. I'm just saying the scheme is inherently criminal to put an algorithm in a state voter database that allows you to hide data or create fake voters. It's wrong. And I want to know who did it, why they did it, what we're going to do to get rid of it. So I'm asking legitimate questions without running the legal liability of saying a certified election was fraudulent. I'm not saying the machines were changing the votes. That's inherently fraudulent. I've run elections. There's some reasons the votes change. So just because votes change in the machine doesn't mean necessarily it's fraud. But because there's an algorithm in the state, is necessarily fraudulent, is necessarily criminal, a crime's already been committed. Who put that algorithm there? We may not know who committed the murder, but we know that there was a murder. I want an investigation.
Yeah, and I want to know who committed the murder. And then I want extreme accountability. And then I want tribunals. I want a military tribunal of American citizens to try these people and to fry these people. That is treason.
I think
there's
it's treason
a precedent
too.
for how to handle traitors.
And I think, you know, the Democratic Party, which has gone to become neo-Marxist, is at risk of being openly traitorous and trying to enact rules that encourage or permit or, you know, allow mail-in ballot fraud or other kinds of fraud. We do have election laws, and those who try to avoid the election laws in the open, which they appear to be doing, in order to steal elections, I consider that an act of treason.
Yeah,
the Democratic Party wants. Democratic Party wants to go there. We've got to let them know there could be and should be and will be legal consequences, and legal consequences for treason are very severe.
They are.
And they should.
And we know what they are.
We know what they are, and they should be. At risk of, and how many people, how many secretaries of state want to run that risk? How many secretaries of state want to allow voter fraud to go on?
There's only so much that people are going to take. People are going to get pushed to a breaking point and they're going to break. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for being here. It is godsfivestones.com. There it is. The state voter rolls analysis. You can break it all down from New York to Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin is there. Those are just the ones that are there now. Dr. Corsi and Dr. Graves working very hard to get this stuff up here. You can view Dr. Jerome Corsi's writings as well as the video archive explaining how all this is happening. Get yourself educated. Godsfivestones.com. Again, Godsfivestones.com. Such an interesting guest he is. We will be back with more from the Stu Peters Network.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? A lot of people, as they get older, they get frustrated because they start gaining fat and losing lean muscle. Well, that's not your fault. Your body's enzyme production naturally declines with age, which means it's harder to break down protein and build muscle. But there's hope, because my friends at Bioptimizers have introduced Masszymes. This is the most potent digestive enzyme formula ever. It supercharges your protein digestion, increases your amino acid absorption by an incredible, ready for this, 1,200%. That means that now you'll get more muscle-building nutrition from every meal. You'll experience faster recovery. You'll experience less soreness. You'll have better workout results. And the cool thing is, Masszymes isn't just for athletes. No, this can help anyone who's struggling with age-related muscle loss and weight gain by optimizing your digestion and protein absorption. And Masszymes then helps the lean muscle maintenance and fat loss. So don't let age slow you down. Fight back against muscle loss and unwanted fat gain with Masszymes. And the best part is, you can try it risk-free with their 365-day money-back guarantee. Order it right now at bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Use the promo code Stu Peters. You'll get 10% off any order that you place with Bioptimizers. That's bioptimizers.com/Stu Peters. Reclaim your youthful body with Masszymes. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer, or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working, and they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to MyRedLight.com. Again, that's MyRedLight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to MyRedLight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, MyRedLight.com.
What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investments so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries, and number 5, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest, and that we can honor God, country, and family.